Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Mo Drabowski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Elder White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zimmer. Santo moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel hits a pop-up into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Brock reaches second base with a double. Koontz moves to third. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koontz tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams is hit by the pitch. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Koontz covering, for the out. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Elder White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaines strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Blasingame moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuntz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hubs is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elder White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco pinch hits for Ted Wills. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up beyond short. White can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenas moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Keough moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Williams reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Altman is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards first. Banks catches it and steps on first to double up Zimmer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burkell is 0-for-3 in the game. Burkell strikes out. 2 outs. Elder White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to third. Don Elston now pitching. Wally Post pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Post strikes out. 1 out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keogh is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keogh strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burkell fires to first and picks off Pinson. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.